for more punch till lunch. It's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original. The flakes more people eat for more punch till lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventures in the great outdoors, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
It is early afternoon in Lost Forest. Despite the warm sun, there is a tingling crispness in the air, and many of the trees are already dressed in bright autumn colors. Mark Trail and his friends Jerry Davis and the brawny French-Canadian woodsman Johnny Malotte are just crossing the clearing in front of the lodge when they hear an excited voice calling them. They stop in surprise as a boy races toward them.
Why, it's Scotty.
Look at him. He run like scared antelope.
What are you doing back so soon, Scotty?
I thought you'd tell us you go to county fair with your friends, no?
Well, yeah, Johnny, that's what I was going to do. Oh, where did I get my breath?
Is anything the matter, Scotty? Do the Bradleys decide not to go?
Well, something's the matter, all right. But not with the Bradleys. They went on to the fair, and I caught a ride back with a farmer.
Why, what's up?
Well, Mark, you know the Woodview Road that runs along Lost Forest on the north?
Sure, it's the road to the main highway. What about it?
Well, how long is it since you've been on the Woodview Road?
Oh, about a month, Scotty. Not since I repainted those signs asking people to drive carefully and watch out for the animals.
Well, you better take a look at it right now. People haven't been paying any attention to the signs. They must be speeding along there like mad.
Why do you say that?
Because the whole road is littered with dead animals. It looks like a slaughterhouse.
So, this one of the signs you put up along the road, eh, Mark?
That's right, Johnny.
This is Lost Forest, a wildlife preserve. Help preserve wildlife by driving carefully.
But they aren't doing it. Look at all the bodies we've seen.
Uh-huh. I thought you were exaggerating, Scotty, when you said the road was littered with dead animals. That sure is the right word. There are dozens of them. This must have been going on for some time.
All kinds of animal, too. Rabbits, skunk, gopher, or even porcupine.
I hope those porcupine's quills ruin the tires, at least.
I'm afraid that wouldn't make much impression on tough rubber, Jerry.
Oh, look, here's something else, a dead opossum.
Oh, the poor little thing.
Well, this is the first time I've seen one around here, Mark.
Yeah, there aren't many in this part of the country. Besides, possums aren't often seen except by people who hunt them at night with dogs.
Mark, have you noticed all the chicories going back and forth over the road?
Hey, what are these chicory, eh, Mark?
Red squirrels, Johnny.
Squirrel? Well, why you not say so?
It's a shame to see them running around so happily when a car may come along and kill them any minute.
That's an odd thing, Sherry. I just noticed. There aren't any dead squirrels.
Why, that's right, Mark. How do you suppose they've escaped?
Oh, it's simple enough. They're diurnal.
Now wait there. Hold on. First you call this squirrel chicory. Now you say whatever you say. What is that?
Diurnal, Johnny. It's not a name. Just means they're creatures of daylight. You'll practically never find a red squirrel out in the dark.
Oh, that is all. Well, sure, that's very true, Mark.
But the animals that have been killed do move around at night. In fact, it's the only time you'll ever see an opossum.
Jumping catfish. Then you really think they must have been killed at night, huh?
Exactly, Scotty.
But, Mark, the local people wouldn't be driving at night. Not often, anyway. Why, come to think of it, there isn't anybody who'd use this road regularly after dark.
No, you wouldn't think so, would you? But obviously somebody does, and is slaughtering these animals.
So what we do about it, eh, Mark?
What we do? We find out who it is, Johnny, and we stop him.
More punch till lunch. More punch till lunch.
Do you have more punch till lunch? Suppose you've set off with your pals on a Saturday hike. Are you the one who sets the pace? Are you first up the hill, first to hit that forest trail? Are you always ahead, the one your pals try to keep up with? First to reach the campsite, still fresh, still ready and raring to go? Is that you? Is it?
Well, then, on the level, isn't your secret Kellogg's Corn Flakes? I bet you've discovered what eating a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes can do for you. I bet you know it helps give you more punch to lunch.
That's for you when you start the morning off right by eating a good, hearty breakfast with a main dish, a big bowl full of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. There's a meal chock full of staying power. Staying power that helps give you that extra drive, that extra energy to keep you on your toes.
And boy, are Kellogg's Corn Flakes good. They're the best tasting, biggest corn flakes you ever ate. Different from other corn flakes? You bet. Only in Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original corn flakes, do you get that sweet, live flavor. That's why Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the most popular ready-to-eat cereal in the world. The cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch. Yes, more punch till lunch.
Eat a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes every morning. That'll help get you going and keep you going. Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
It is past midnight, and in the darkness, Mark Trail, Cherry Davis, Scotty, and Johnny Malotte crouch in the underbrush near Woodview Road, straining for the sound of a car as they wait tensely for the driver who has brought death to the harmless creatures of Lost Forest. Suddenly, Mark starts and leans forward.
There, I hear something. It's a motor.
By gar, it's about time. We sit here for hours.
It's a car, all right.
A truck, I think, and coming fast.
A truck? Here?
Yes. Funny, there are plenty of trucks on the highway at night. But why should one take this back road?
Maybe it's a farmer's pickup truck.
No, no, it's too heavy.
Mark, look. A little deer. He jumped out on the road.
Oh, golly, he's frozen by the headlights, and the truck isn't even slowing down.
He'll be killed, Mark.
Not if I can help it.
Mark, where are you going?
Push him out of the way if I can.
Mark, you're crazy. The truck, he hit you,
look
too.
Look out! Mark! Mark! Johnny, where is he?
Come on, he must have been hit.
Take it easy. I'm all right. So is the deer. Just get that license number.
He's going too fast, and the plate's covered with mud.
Too far away now, but I think the last number is this, 33.
It's 733, I think. If I'm right, we should be able to trace the outfit that owns that truck.
Are you going to call the state police?
Yes, Scotty. I think Lieutenant Regan can help us.
Good. You have that driver arrested, Mark. He nearly killed you.
No, Cherry. I'm not even going to mention that.
What? Why not?
We haven't got enough proof for an airtight police case. And besides, I want to handle this myself. Hello, Lieutenant. This is Mark Trail.
Well, hello, Mark. What can I do for you?
Plenty. Can you track down a license number for me?
Sure. Any particular number in mind?
Yes. One ending in 733.
733. Okay, I'll get the motor vehicle department to work on it. But I'm afraid it'll take some time.
Well, that's okay. I'll appreciate anything you can do.
Too bad you don't want a commercial license. I have a list of them myself right here.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's what I do want. I'm after a truck.
A truck? Why you have the truck?
Well, a truck with that number has been slaughtering our lost forest animals on Woodview Road.
Uh-oh. Well, hang on, Mark, and I'll check that list.
Oh, thanks, Regan.
733. Let me see. Well, you're lucky, Mark. Only one company has a truck with a license ending in 733. The Burton Fast Freight in Lake City. Full number is X49733.
X49733. Thanks. Do you know anything about this Burton outfit?
They have a fairly large fleet of trucks. Seems to be an old, reliable company. Well, that's it, Mark. If you need any more information, just ring me.
Right. Thanks, Lieutenant. Thanks a million.
Anytime, Mark. Goodbye.
Well.
You'll find out something, eh, Mark?
Uh-huh. To pay a visit to the Burton Fast Freight Company.
By God, that's a good idea, Mark. Maybe we'll find this driver who nearly kill you, eh? Then I make him think he has been hit by truck.
Mr. Trail, if what you say is true, this is a very serious matter.
It is true, Mr. Burton. Your trucks have been slaughtering those animals.
Hmm. That's hard to believe, isn't it, Mac?
I don't believe it.
You call Mac Trail liar?
No, not at all. It's just that Mr. McDonald here is very proud of our firm's reputation. And after all, he's been general manager for a long, long time.
Nearly 30 years.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, he knows far more about the company than I do. I've only been connected with the firm since my father's death a year ago.
I see. Well, I'm sorry to upset Mr. McDonald, but we've been pretty upset and lost Forrest, too.
You nearly upset for keeps last night, eh, Mark?
I'm afraid I don't follow you, Mr. Trail. What's this about Lost Forest?
That's where the animals have been run down. At the edge of the forest, at least. On Woodview Road.
You see, I said it was all nonsense.
What do you mean?
You've obviously made a mistake, gentlemen, and I must say I'm relieved. You see, except for occasional pickups and deliveries, our trucks stick to the highways. They wouldn't be on a back road.
Well, don't you have a truck with license number X49733?
Have we, Mac?
Yes, we have.
Well, that's the one we saw there last night.
Well, it shouldn't have been. Say, Mac, you don't suppose that gang grabbed one of our trucks, do you?
What gang?
Hijackers, Mr. Trail. They've been holding up trucks nearly every night for some time now.
Those hijackers steal cargoes, not trucks. Besides, they wouldn't be interested in our loads. They steal things like furs, machinery, and bottle goods.
Yes, that's true.
And it may interest Mr. Trail to know that the truck with that number just got back today from an out-of-state haul to Chicago.
Are you sure of that?
I don't make statements without being sure. I have the invoice and receipt here. Look for yourself.
Well, thanks.
Mr. Trail, can you describe the truck you saw?
Well, no, I didn't get a very clear look at it.
I guess you didn't, Mr. Trail.
But it was good size, probably an all-steel body, a dull red color.
Red?
Yes.
Well, then that clinches it.
Would you mind coming over to this window, Mr. Trail?
Why, no, of course not.
What we see out the window?
There. That truck. I believe that's the license number you saw.
Hey, Mark, she have the number, but she is white.
All of our trucks are painted white. You can check on that if you like.
Well, Johnny, let's face it. We must have made a mistake.
You certainly did. And I'd advise you not to make that kind of mistake again. You're liable to get into trouble.
You threaten us, maybe. Lucky for you, you're too old for Johnny Malat to suck in jaw.
Skip it, Johnny. We're wrong, so come on, let's go.
Okay, Ma.
Goodbye, Mr. Burton. I'm sorry we bothered you.
It's quite all right, Mr. Trail. We all make mistakes. I hope you're more successful elsewhere. Bye.
Well, Mark, that one big bust, eh? So what we can do now, eh? Nothing.
We'll do something, all right, Johnny. Tonight, we'll be back on Woodview Road. And this time, we'll make sure we stop that killer.
Here you are, Mark. Another load of brush for the roadblock.
Good, Scotty. Pile it right on top.
Yeah.
That should be about enough.
Some roadblock, a pile of brush. It'd not stop a bicycle. I tell you, Mac, we should use big logs.
No, Johnny. This'll look just as bad to the driver in this weather. There's no danger in killing him.
So what if he is killed? So much the better. In fact, the bullet would be best of all. No work.
Oh, you're too bloodthirsty, Johnny.
Mark, we can't, huh? There are the headlights. The truck's coming.
Good, and this time I fix driver good. I wrap steering wheel around his neck.
All of you get off the road. Shine your lights on that pile. I'll flag him down. Hey, you! Hold up!
Get out of the way, Mark!
Stop! The road's blocked!
He's not going to stop!
He's going right through!
Hey, Mark, what'd I tell you? The truck ship was right through.
Golly, who'd think he'd take a chance like that?
He may have had good reason to take that chance, Scotty. Did you notice how streaky the color of that truck was?
No, it went by so fast.
Here, I'll shine my light on some of this brush. Now, look.
What, Mark?
Here. The red stains on these branches.
Sucker job.
Lord. Hardly, Johnny. Trucks don't bleed. It's paint of some kind.
Paint?
That's right. Come on. Let's get back to the lodge fast. Late as it is, I have a phone call to make. Are you absolutely sure of that information, operator? Right. Thank you very much.
Mark, what's this all about? Why were you asking information about some unheard-of company in Chicago?
Unheard-of is right, Jerry. Johnny, you remember Burton's general manager showing us a receipt to prove that truck had delivered a cargo to Chicago?
Why, sure, Mark.
Well, I just found out that there's no such firm there.
Jumping catfish. What made you think of that, Mark?
The streaky appearance of that truck tonight and the red marks it left on the brush. Now, obviously, it had been disguised by some kind of watercolor paint, easy to spray on and wash off. but the rain showed it up.
Disguise. Hey, that fit good, Mark. For white truck with red letter.
Right, Johnny. The Burton trucks.
Then McDonald, the general manager, is feathering his own nest at Mr. Burton's expense. Well, that's fraud, Mark. You'll have to call in the police now.
Yes, I suppose so, Cherry. But tomorrow, I'm also going to call on Mr. Burton. And I'm afraid he's due for quite a shock. Well, there you are, Mr. Burton. That's the story. And what do you think now?
I don't know what to think, Trail. Well, I guess I do. There seems to be no doubt about it. McDonald must be guilty, but I'd never have believed it of him.
The facts are there. It was your truck.
And no wonder the driver was willing to run you down that first night. He didn't dare take a chance of being caught.
Yes, I figured that.
Well, thanks to you, Trail, they won't get away with it any longer. But tell me, does anyone else know about this?
Oh, just my friends in Lost Forest.
Then do me a favor. Don't let it get out.
Well, I don't know about that, Mr. Burton. This is a case for the police.
No, please, I'd like to talk to the driver myself. Make him tell me the whole thing before we take it to the police.
Well, I suppose we could do it that way.
Of course we can. After all, you and I have been the real victims in this. We should have the satisfaction of cleaning it up ourselves.
Well, all right, Mr. Burton, if you really want it that way.
I do. And thanks very much, Trail. I'll meet you at Lost Forest tonight.
That truck should be along any minute now, Mr. Burton.
Fine. I can hardly wait to see the look on the driver's face when he finds out the whole rotten deal has been exposed.
Here's something I do not understand here. How come you're so sure he will stop when he sees you?
Yeah, he didn't stop for Mark.
Well, that's different, Sonny. Mr. Trail's a stranger. I'm the boss. When he sees
me,
he'll...
Here comes the truck now.
All right. I'll stand in the middle of the road. You shine your lights on my face.
Right.
But just in case you're wrong, Mr. Burton, you'd better be ready to jump.
Don't worry, Miss Davis.
All right, you. Pull up.
Hey, he did stop.
Now, let's have a look at you there.
Hey, what's going on, boss?
Oh, it's you, Harry.
Hey, boss, what you doing here?
Never mind. You just sit there. All right, Trail. Let's go back and have a look at the cargo.
Good idea.
I'll open these doors, Trail. You and Malott hop in and take a look while I make sure the driver doesn't try anything.
Why, okay, Mr. Burton. Come on, Johnny.
You bet you, Mark.
Right. Seems to be bales of something back here, wrapped in canvas and bound with wire. Well, let's see. Why, they're furs.
Of course. You overlooked the point the hijackers have been operating recently.
I see. And this is part of the loot?
Right. By the way, you made another mistake.
Oh, I did? What, for instance?
You thought my general manager was fooling me, Trail. But I was fooling him. Now get your hands up, all of you.
You're the one who's making the mistakes, Burton. Lieutenant Regan! Did you hear all that?
I sure did. Drop that gun, Burton.
The police. Miss Davis, come here.
No. Let go of me, Mark.
Hey, if grab Cherry.
Get your hands off her, Burton.
Stay back, Trail, or I'll shoot her. That goes for you too, Regan.
Hold your fire, man.
That's better. Harry, start her up. All right, kid. Get in that truck.
No, I won't.
Get in there, I said.
Do as he says, Scotty.
All right, Mark.
All of you, get way inside. Now, hurry up.
My God, I got to
do
it.
No, Johnny, hold it.
Very smart of you, Trail. All right, Miss Davis, now you and I'll get in, but stick close to me or I'll break your arm.
Oh. I'm warning you, Burton, we'll shoot.
Don't try to bluff me, you won't shoot now. Okay, Harry, get going. Ah, Miss Davis, hold the flashlight on your friends so I can be sure they don't try any tricks. And all of you just settle back and enjoy the ride. While you can...
Job, Mark. How long we stand here and do nothing, eh?
Just as long as Burton holds that gun on Cherry. He's desperate now. He won't stop at murder.
All right, Harry, we're out of range. Stop the truck. I know you'll miss my company, gentlemen, but we can still talk. I'll open the rear window of the cab. Don't move till I'm out.
Mark, the doors, quick. Maybe we can get them open before the truck starts moving.
I try, Scotty.
I'll shine the light on them.
No use, Johnny. There's no way to open them from inside.
I tried to break them down.
I'll take a chance on that, but it's hopeless. Those doors are made of steel.
Hey, Trail.
Mark Burton's calling you.
What is it, Burton?
I've got some news for you. I didn't want to tell you while I was still back there.
Hey, I'm not like the way you said this.
We're heading for the top of Stone Hill. Then Harry and I'll get out, and you can ride down the other side by yourself.
Oh, no.
Mark, the curve.
That's right, Sonny, the curve.
I don't think the truck can take the curve by itself, and it's a long, long drop to the bottom.
But that's murder.
Murder, Miss Davis? Yes, you're absolutely right.
Now he closed his window. Now there's not a chance to get at him.
There wasn't anyway, Scotty. Not more than 2 feet away. But these bars are too close together.
Then I tear the bars loose.
No, no, Johnny, you can't.
But, Mark, isn't there anything we can do?
I don't know, Scotty. I honestly don't know.
As the truck rushes on through the darkness, every second bringing them closer to the terrible plunge to death, Mark searches desperately for a means of escape. But there seems to be no way out. We'll continue in a moment, so keep listening.
Wow, what do you think will happen next? This sure is a story with plenty of punch. And listen, if you want more punch till lunch, you want a breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the breakfast treat that more folks eat for more drive, more sock, more staying power.
Sure, because a breakfast like that with Kellogg's Corn Flakes gives you extra staying power. A swell source of energy there inside of you, whether it's for running further, climbing higher, or socking harder. Remember, those Kellogg's Corn Flakes give you the power of corn.
And say, you never heard of Mark Trail getting tired in mid-morning, did you? Well, you won't lose your energy either after a better breakfast built around a big bowl full of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. That's what folks mean when they say Kellogg's Corn Flakes give you more punch till lunch.
Oh, and wait till you taste those Kellogg's Corn Flakes. The freshest, biggest, best corn flakes made. With every spoonful, you taste the big difference. That sweet, live flavor only Kellogg's give you. You know right off why the original Kellogg's Corn Flakes are the world's most popular ready-to-eat cereal.
So ask Mother to be sure and bring you home plenty of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Then you can build your better breakfast around them. And you'll start strong and keep going strong. Because every breakfast bowl of Kellogg's Corn Flakes gives you more punch till lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
As the death truck speeds through the night, roaring closer and closer to the spot where it will be sent hurtling down to smash on the rocks far below, Mark and his friends are hopelessly trapped in the moving steel prison, which will soon be their tomb. Their captor, Burton, opens the sliding window of the cab and calls back.
It won't be long now, Trail. We'll be at the top of the stone hill in 1 minute, but you'll go down even faster.
Mark, isn't there any chance at all?
Doesn't look like it, Cherry. Johnny, help me get a piece of wire off one of these bales and hurry.
Okay, Mark, but why?
What are you going to do?
Something I haven't tried since I was a kid, Scotty. Fish for suckers. Hurry up with that wire, Johnny.
We.
Mark, we're almost at the top of the hill.
Here is the wire, Mark.
Okay, Johnny. Now I'm ready. Burton still has the rear window open. See the outline of his head. Cherry, when I yell, turn your flashlight on him.
I will, Mark.
I'd still like to know what we do.
Hey, Johnny, I think I know.
Who's stopping? Get ready.
Well, here we are, my friend. As soon as we release the brakes, the truck will start rolling straight for the curve.
Oh, it will it?
Ah, my throat. Ah, I'm choking.
Cherry, keep your light on him. Don't try to struggle, Burton. That's a wire loop around your neck. Keep still or you'll choke.
Shoot.
You shoot and we'll tear your head off.
Keep that gun in sight, Burton.
Hurry.
Your friend can only help you by sitting still. Tell him not to move.
Hurry, get your hands off that brake, you double-crossing.
Mark, he shot the driver.
Drop that gun, Burton. Drop it.
All right, Trail.
Why did you shoot him?
He was going to release the brake and make a getaway. We'd have all been killed.
You didn't like the taste of your own medicine, did you? All right, Burton. Keep your hands down and just relax while we wait for the police.
Well, Lieutenant Regan, looks like you have all the evidence you need to convict Burton.
Well, for once, we have more than we need, Miss Davis. That driver Burton shot is going to recover. In fact, he's already talking his head off.
Well, just how did this whole scheme work, Lieutenant Regan?
Well, a truck would start out, supposedly, for some distant point and then double back. Burton's men would paint the truck, smear mud on the license, and then hijack another truck's cargo.
So you'd go hunting for a red truck on one of the highways, huh?
Yes, and meantime, they were tearing down these back roads to a hideout. They'd unload, wash off the red paint, and show up in Lake City on schedule in a white truck.
And that general manager fella, McDonald, You know nothing about this?
Not a thing. Oh, he's a crusty old bird, but everyone knows he's absolutely honest.
I guess I pretty dumb. I think for sure this McDonald is old Whistle who take advantage of nice fella.
It did seem like that, Johnny. But I couldn't see a man like Burton being easily fooled. And it struck me that McDonald could be.
But he was there a long time. Him was no business.
Sure, but mostly in terms of paperwork. Burton's drivers simply brought in fake receipts and he never caught on.
That's exactly the way it worked.
Then when Burton asked me not to tell the police and overlooked the hijacking angle in favor of some nonsense about McDonald cutting into his business, oh, I was pretty sure.
But wasn't there something else?
Yes, Cherry, the clincher. He mentioned that I'd been nearly run down that first night on the road. I never told him that. So he must have been in the truck himself.
Smart thinking, Mark. But what I want to know is, how did you manage to catch Burton? What was that wire routine?
Well, I used to catch suckers that way when I was a youngster.
Suckers?
That's right. We caught them by lowering a loop of wire into the water, slipping it over them, and then jerking it up.
Are you kidding?
Not a bit. I caught many a sucker that way.
Oh, by God, you certainly catch big sucker this time.
Yes, he certainly did. Mark, you should join the police.
No, thank you. Catching hijackers isn't my business. Unless they start slaughtering animals. That's different. Conservation is my business.
Lucky for us it is, Mark. And I'd say it's mighty lucky for the animals, too.
Hello, hello. Who is this? Who you want? Hey! Slow down with your mouth, mister. I cannot understand. Eh? Sure. Hold the phone. For you, Mark.
Thanks, Johnny.
By God, that sure is one excited fella.
Hello, this is Mark Trail. Well, Will Higgins. How are you, old stump knocker? What's that? But, Will, well, say that again. Okay, be down as fast as I can. Tomorrow night at the latest. So long, Will, and keep punching.
Hey, what is all about, Mark? That fella get talk like it chased by 10,000 devils.
Not devils, Johnny. A prehistoric sea monster.
On Monday, Mark arrives in a small fishing village on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico to solve the puzzling mystery of the disappearing boats and fight the deadly monster of the Gulf. Tune in same time, same station on Monday and find out what happens to Mark Trail. Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail!
Andy's a real dog, isn't he? As happy, healthy, and husky as only good food can make him. Well, if you want to keep your dog in tip-top shape, the first step is to give him good, solid, nourishing food like Kellogg's Grow Pup. When you compare Grow Pup to leading canned dog foods, pound for pound, Grow Pup provides three times as much nourishment and is more economical to feed. It's a complete dinner with every food element a dog is known to need. So feed your dog Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meal every single day.
Remember to tune in then on Monday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail, and Joyce Gordon is heard as Cherry. Today's Mark Trail was written by Don Hughes, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.